the line that spoke to me clearly last night from these readings is, God didn't give us a spirit that is timid, but one that is powerful, loving, and self-controlled. In this time and place in the story of the world, we need to remember that God's gift to us is a strong, powerful, and loving spirit. We need to harness that gift to make the world a better place. Scholars have identified that this second letter attributed from Paul to Timothy was possibly written when Paul is in prison in Rome, abandoned by many of his friends and facing imminent death. Once again, Paul speaks out about the power of faith even in times of trouble and suffering. In his letter, Paul gives examples of a powerful and loving spirit that is bold and strong in the face of violence. His voice encourages all followers of the way of Jesus to similar boldness. Paul reminds this church leader that through the stories of faith that were passed on to him through parents and grandparents, Timothy has within himself something that is to be shared with the world to remind followers of the strength of faith and of God guiding decisions. The Pauline letters do not reflect upon what is needed for Paul. They remind the readers of the need to be caring for others, to put oneself last, not first, to be brave in speaking out against tyranny, violence, and discrimination. Be bold. Know your power. Be loving. Jesus said, "Love God, love your neighbor. Everything else hinges on these two." In the part of the conversation we hear today, Jesus said that the actions of love are more important than making loud noises about sacrifice. This too is a story that was created in conflict, because Jesus was constantly being challenged. The church leaders, priests, scribes, and elders questioned his authority because he called them out for hypocrisy, for getting more involved in rules and regulations than in caring for people. Pharisees and Herodians tried to trap him with questions about allegiance to God or state. Yet with boldness, with the power of great faith, he continued to speak the word of God, even though it put him in opposition to the government of the land and the church. We are living in a world of violence, of turmoil, of challenge. For the most part, in this community, we have not had personal experience of this. However, all we need to do is to turn on the news, and we must be very aware of how dangerous it is to be a true follower of the way of Jesus, the love of God. If we are going to live our faith, we must be bold in speaking out against those who want to trample on the rights of the vulnerable, the weak. We must be bold in offering hospitality to those in need. We must be bold in calling out those who would gain power for themselves by belittling others, by offering lies, by looking after themselves first and leaving others without food, shelter, or care. Today we are honouring All Saints' Day, a day in the life of the church when we stop to give thanks for those who have been bold, who have been faithful in the face of terror or violence, who have given us examples of courage and strength that offer hope in the midst of despair, who have passed on stories of loving God and loving neighbours that should inspire us to be more than voyeurs of the world around us. Today, we think of those who stand up for justice for all people. The scribe, listening to the words of Jesus, realized that following this way of God's love was the best and only way to be. To love God with all of the heart, a full understanding, and all of one's strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is much more important than all kinds of sacrifices. From our song of faith, we have the words of action of our faith. God calls us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. We are not loving our neighbour when we won't feed them or clothe them or offer them welcome. We are not loving our neighbour when we fight about Merry Christmas over Happy Holiday. Offer either or both, but do it with love and respect. We cannot call ourselves followers of Jesus when we don't treat others as we would want to be treated. We don't have to be rude. We just have to be bold in saying that lies and discrimination are not acceptable. We can say, I disagree. We can say, if we were in that same position, how would we hope the world would respond? Let's be that world. Let's be doers in God's world that reflect care and compassion to God's people and God's world. Let's use the gift of a bold, powerful, and loving spirit to bring the world back to partnerships, to community responsibilities, to honesty and integrity, to faith. Listen to the stories of those who used that spirit gift to make the world a better, safer, more loving place. Hear the voice of God calling us to do something to bring love back into the world. God calls us to be doers. Jesus said, love our neighbor. God gives us the powerful, loving spirit to succeed. Let's be God's people of compassionate power in the world. Amen.